nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I'm going to ask our producer to call our guest at 877-218-3779. That's 877-218-3779. But our guest this morning goes to be Ted Chubath, and apparently we were to call him under any circumstances. I want to certainly point out that something big is afoot. I'm not certain exactly what it is. Certainly my friend Bob Fletcher, who's a frequent guest on our program, has done an extensive study of what the government is doing behind the scenes. Well, basically, there are underground shelters. And certainly we know this from a number of sources. Jesse Ventura studied them. Extensive ones, probably about 60 underground shelters. For the elite across America, certainly Alex Jones has done this, Joel Skouse has checked this out, and now Bob Fletcher has come up with a new DVD going into the background of these underground shelters, whether they'd be in the Denver airport or certainly other places across the country. I know there's one here in Northern California. Massive underground shelters, and of course they've done extensive stalking at them with food. They purchased 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition. You could fight a whole war with that much ammunition. I believe it's for their protection. We do know that they have the Doomsday Seed Bank. They have this. It's about 800 miles from the North Pole. Chris financed by gentleman who has Microsoft and certainly the several other very, very wealthy and powerful people contributed towards the Doomsday Seed Bank. Why are they making these preparations, and what do they know that the average individual doesn't know about what the future holds? Well, there are all sorts of possibilities. My friend Bob Fletcher has put together a DVD. He's been working on it for about 3 years, and of course, he made the mistake of having his computer hooked up to the Internet. So, of course, not only he can get information off the Internet, but the people who control the Internet can crash his programs. They destroyed two of his computers. Time and again, he would have to actually restart this. The new DVD is coming up with about this coming cataclysmic event. And then, because the last time he was able to get it completed, he sent it off to the people he's worked with for the last 20 years, and there was so much electronic interference on this disk that he sent that they couldn't use it at all, couldn't duplicate it. So he had to start it all over again, and, well, he finally got this done. But, of course, his contention is, and I'm not suggesting he's right at all, but that there's going to be a cataclysmic event with Planet X. Now, I'm not even sure I believe in Planet X, but Bob does. Be that as it may, for some reason, somebody has been blocking this DVD from being produced. It is produced. We'll probably be doing some programs on it in a few months. Of course, there are other possibilities. Supposedly, there's a major comet going to be coming very close to the United States next month. Some people believe there's a danger of an EMP attack on the United States. And the very real possibility of an EMP attack. I don't think it'd be discounted. And or there could be a solar flare, and it could certainly wipe out the entire electronic structure of the United States, unless instantaneously overnight. We would be certainly projected backwards the way America was in the mid-1800s. And what's really so amazing about this is the information has been intentionally suppressed for a number of years. Certainly Congress has come up with reports on this, and you can get them on the Internet. Congressional Commission Report 2008 Threat EMP Attack. That's Congressional Commission Report 2008 Threat of an EMP Attack. 180 pages. I've read it. And basically, the Congressional Commission made up of eight PhDs, spent 8 years studying the threat of an EMP attack. It's a very real threat that would totally disrupt our system. It would wipe out the entire financial system because most of it's electronic. It would certainly deprive us of water and food and electricity and health care. And suddenly everything that makes modern civilization would be gone instantaneously. And there's several interesting things about this. Number one, this has been really concealed until very recently, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. This has been concealed until very recently, and there's been an organized effort to block the intelligent efforts by members of Congress to remedy the situation. In fact, in 2010, every congressman, every Republican congressman, every Democratic congressman, every independent congressman voted unanimously for a resolution to remedy this situation and protect America from the threat of an EMP attack, and it was blocked in the Senate. And there's something called the SHIELD Act, SHIELD, S-H-I-E-L-D. You can pull it down off the Internet, and you'll find out they've been trying to get this. There's a group of certainly congressmen who until recently were read by Congressman Roscoe Bartlett, a fine conservative congressman. And yet, of course, Roscoe Bartlett was gerrymandered out of office after well over almost 20 years in office. But he led this group of congressmen trying to get this situation remedied so America would not be in jeopardy of either being plunged into the situation of the mid-1800s by an EMP attack or by a solar flare. But this information has been concealed from the American people, as I said, until recently. And then, on the 27th of August, why suddenly Janet Napolitano, in her farewell address, you can pull this down from on the Internet, just ask for the August, go to your search engine and type in Janet Napolitano discharge speech, August 27th, something like that. And basically, here's what she said. She said, our country will, sooner or later, have a major cyber event that will severely affect our lives, our economy, and every aspect of the American life. And we better work and move in the next paragraph. She talked about how we're going to have to move and move very, very rapidly. Now, I've contacted Senator Napolitano's assistant at the University of California, and Janet is just too busy to explain what she was talking about. What's the cyber event she's talking about? And lastly, a program about what this might be like for the night.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Dan here at the Expertise Network, and I don't know if they're going to have a test this morning, so it's open line. You can call here at the 800-606-5462. I think you can make it, I wonder if we're still using a special line. That's 877-254-7524. Okay, do we have our guest on the line?
Yes, Mr. Bonkief, how are you doing, sir?
Who's this?
This is Theodore. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Now, is this Ted Shobat?
Yes, sir. This is him.
Okay, you go right ahead. And because we had you on one of our other programs. You did a great job. And you pick up the story about what's going on in the Middle East there.
Very well. Okay, so what's happening really in the Middle East, and this is something that few have picked up, what we're seeing right now is a revival of original Islam. Now, what do I mean by that? See, many people think that Islam is what they see today in the news. And this is not true. Original Islam is not just about, you know, killing people, I mean, beheading and bombs. Islam also consists of two very paganistic aspects about itself, and that is cannibalism and human sacrifice. Original Islam contained these two types of rituals, and we are seeing a revival of them as we speak. For example, when the Muslim Brotherhood took over Egypt, there was a man by the name of Hejaz Sivazi. And Hejaz, what he did, and this was a man who commenced the campaign of Mohammed Morsi. He had a television show in Egypt, and Hejaz, he began to promote human sacrifice on his television show. And he began to promote this a story that is in the hadith of a man by the name of Ibn al-Qasri, who takes another man and beheads him in a mosque on the Islamic holiday of the Day of Sacrifices. Now, in Islam, there is the holiday called the Day of Sacrifices. And typically, people use animals to sacrifice to Allah, but it is permissible in Islam to use human beings. And so he began to promote this type of ritual of human sacrifice for this specific Islamic holiday. Also, when the Muslim Brotherhood took over Egypt, Al-Azhar University became the main influencer for education for high school students and began to dictate curriculum for high school students in Egypt. And one of the things that they began to put in textbooks for the high school students is that it is okay for a Muslim to kill a non-Muslim and eat his flesh as long as it is not cooked. The flesh must be raw. Then it is permissible. People are hearing this and well, they can't believe it. But no, we've documented this. We've seen this before. It's all true. And we can translate it from the Arabic into the English. It's all in the textbooks. And this is a revival. And that's why, for example, in Syria, just months ago, we saw a Syrian Muslim man, after a battle, take the body of one of his enemies, open up his chest, pull his lung out, and eat his lung. Because we are seeing the revival of true Islam, which has to contain these two rituals. Blood drinking. I mean, if you go back to Boko Haram, one of the major terrorist groups in Nigeria right now, who's responsible for the majority of persecution taking place against Christians today, Boko Haram teaches its followers, teaches its men, really, that when you drink the blood of a Christian, you will have your sins forgiven. These are one of the things that they teach. And so when they kill Christians, there has been reported incidences, numerous occasions of, after they kill Christians, they'll drain their blood, put them in little cups, and drink them. And then there was one story that I heard in Nigeria where a number of Muslims killed a man, forced his wife to watch because they were Christians, and then forced the wife to drink her husband's blood. The diabolicism, the demonic nature of Islam is fully exposing itself every day now, and we're seeing it, especially in its oppression and in its persecution of the Christians. And Christianity right now, Christians, are the most persecuted people in the world right now. There's no one else more persecuted than this.
Well, of course, there are a lot of Muslims who do not embrace this, but certainly there is. Isn't this more like a separate sort of sect within the Islamic faith that has these radical views? Certainly this is not what the average Muslim believes, is it?
Well, let me clarify something. That's a good question. There are several major schools of thought in Islam. So you have Hanafi, Shafi'i, Hanbali, and a number of others. But these are the major schools of thought within Sunni Islam. Kind of like how in Protestant Christianity we have several major schools of thought. And the largest of the school of thought, or the most prominent of these schools of thought, is the Shafi'i Muslim. The Al-Shafi'i Muslims are very prominent. And they follow the teachings of a very well-known Islamic theologian by the name of Al-Shafi'i, of course. And Al-Shafi'i is extremely authoritative in the Muslim world. What he says is considered to be almost equal to Islamic scripture. And Al-Shafi'i wrote in his commentaries on Islamic teachings that it is permissible, in fact, it is encouraged, that a Muslim, if he is in war, or if he is dealing with a Muslim who does not pray five times a day, or if he is dealing with an adulterer, that he kill these people and eat their flesh just as long as it is not cooked. When Al-Azhar University says that it is okay to cannibalize a human being, this is not just some sect or some lunatic in the Middle East promoting it. This is the major university in the Islamic world promoting it. This is really the source of, let's say, fatwas, the source of Islamic authority today in modern Islam. So no, I can't say that this is just some crazy lunatic sect. This is, like I said, the head authority of Islamic intellectualism stating this, not just some lunatic. It's the lunatics who are following it, but it's not a lunatic who is authorizing it. And they're taking this straight from authority. When Al-Azhar University declares something, they don't just declare it because they want to. They declare it out of authority. But another thing also I want to make clear, that the persecution against the Christians right now is pretty soon it's going to get worse, much worse, to the point to the point of becoming more oppressive and more severe than what we saw in the Holocaust. That I assure you, because the Holocaust was taking place in Europe. This is taking place in Egypt, in Pakistan, in Indonesia, in parts of Southeast Asia, for example. And then also you have Turkey, who massacred millions of Christians, the Armenians, also the Assyrians, and others. And they want to revive their old empire. This is what is it about. This is what it's about. And in order for these persecutions, for us to help them, we as Christians, we as human beings, must always be ready to help the persecuted. And so what we did is we established an organization called RescueChristians.org. That's RescueChristians.org. And what we did, I mean, we are the only organization in the world right now that physically takes people in Pakistan and takes them out of the country. And so far we have saved over 1,000 people. We are supporting over 100 families right now in Pakistan, taking them to safe houses. We provide them with food, provide them with medicine, with hospital care. And then when they, in occasions when they are about to be killed or close to being killed, we escort them outside of Pakistan into undisclosed locations. We are the only people. So I encourage the listeners truly to go to rescuechristians.org. That is rescuechristians.org, and give what you can. And I promise you, I swear to you that all the money that you give will go directly to saving these families, supporting these families. We don't make a dime out of this stuff. So I encourage all the listeners to go to rescuechristians.org.
And basically, of course, Christians are under attack all throughout that part of the world. But, you know, one of the most interesting and almost unexplainable things is that the U.S. military, which, of course, controls both Afghanistan and Iraq, did away with the secular government there and imposed new government under Sharia law. Why would the U.S. military, as they do away with the secular governments where Christians were allowed to live, and impose Sharia law, which, of course, justifies and leads to the persecution of Christians? Why would the U.S. military be doing that?
Well, I have an unorthodox theory about this. But to many, this may be considered a conspiracy theory, but to me, I mean, it seems pretty connected and seems pretty obvious. The politicians who are supporting these wars against the dictators, be it against Mubarak or even against Gaddafi or against Saddam Hussein, the consequences of removing these dictators out, of course, is the death of Christians. The Christians are the ones who suffer the most as a result of these supposed wars for the sake of democracy. When they removed, for example, Bashar al-Assad is a great example of this. Everyone knows that the persecution against the Syrian Christians is very severe. They have destroyed numerous churches, have killed over 1,000 Christians. I think it's, of course, it's much more than this, because these are just based on the ones that they are, the deaths that are being reported to the news. There are others that are not being reported. And what you have, because the secular leaders were not entirely Islamic or jihadist leaders in favor of Sharia. They were secular leaders who were in favor of keeping their own seat of power. Whatever it takes to keep that seat of power is fine with them. So the Christians are not a threat to them. So as long as the Christians are not a threat to them, the Christians are protected. And in fact, you have Jews in Syria. As anti-Israel as Bashar al-Assad is, he has Jews in his country, and they have protective status. There are around over 200 Jews. And recently, I think just last year, they built a new synagogue in Damascus, all under the authorization of the government. So the Jews didn't have problems. In fact, the Jews were protected. Now, if you remove Bashar al-Assad, they're all going to be slaughtered. There's no doubt about that. And the politicians. Let's get one thing clear: the politicians in America and in the Western world, who are supporting, for example, the removal of Bashar al-Assad, are also in favor of giving weapons to the very rebels that Bashar al-Assad is fighting. Now, these same politicians, will not mind supporting the sodomite agenda here in the United States. By the sodomite, I mean the homosexual or a supposed gay agenda. I don't like calling it the gay agenda because that word has been hijacked. And the homosexual mafia in America is for the persecution of Christians. Look at what is happening in America right now and in other civilized countries. You have the Mennonites in the state of Iowa. They had a wedding center where people rented the room to observe a wedding ceremony. Well, they only do weddings. They don't do fabricated whack job weddings. And so two men walked into this center, Mennonite Center, and they said, we want to do a wedding. Well, the Mennonites, of course, said no. And the state of Iowa has punished the Mennonites with a lawsuit. Now, you also have in Lackland Air Force Base. Lackland Air Force Base, and as well as the whole Air Force of the United States, has now upheld a law, a universal policy toward homosexuality, where soldiers cannot go against the homosexual agenda.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds us often child abuse results from parental stress or parental substance abuse. Help put an end to this tragedy now. Report what you know to your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Auto Works East Porsche, BMW, Audi, and Lafayette reminds listeners that many accidents are the result of drivers on their cell phones. Cell phone usage while driving is quickly becoming a serious problem on our roadways. Whether you're talking or texting, cell phone use is a major distraction. Do your part. Keep our streets safe. This community awareness message is brought to you by our friends at Auto Works East Porsche, BMW, Audi. Proud to be serving our community. That's Auto Works East Porsche, BMW, Audi at 1751 Panorama Point in Lafayette. Call 303-444-0488.
Well, our Dan here, our guest this morning is Ted Jobab. Ted, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, your ministry, your effort to help the Christians over in the Middle East? Because, ladies and gentlemen, the United States government today is backing the rebels in Syria that are killing the Christians. The United States government is trying to overthrow the government there. They admitted to a dictatorship that is protecting the Christians and the Jews, and we're backing of why the radicals who are killing them. Ladies and gentlemen, their blood is on the hands of every American who doesn't speak out against what's going on today. How can people get in touch with your ministry?
They can go on shoebot.com. It's S-H-O-E-B-A-T. Also, we have another website. It's called thecrusadingchristian.com. That is thecrusadingchristian.com. But also, more importantly, I encourage everyone to go to rescuechristians.org. That is rescuechristians.org. And let's not forget, this is very important because we as Christians, we as also as human beings, we must always be ready to help our fellow man. And right now, the most persecuted person are the Christians. They're the most persecuted people right now. In fact, Angela Merkel, the Prime Minister of Germany, she said, the Chancellor of Germany, she said that Christianity is the most persecuted faith. It's the most persecuted faith. And we ask ourselves why this is. Well, because Christianity is the greatest threat to tyranny that ever existed. There is no threat greater than Christianity, because all the other religions, be it atheism or Islam or even Buddhism, as peaceful as Buddhism has been said it is, all these religions, and to some extent, support the cause of tyranny. And we see this in history, and we also see this today. But to resume what I was saying, the homosexuals here in America, they want to persecute Christians. And for example, in Oregon, there was a bakery they were a Christian bakery, and the homosexuals specifically targeted them and said, "We want a cake." And of course they said, "No, we're not, you know, we don't do homosexual cakes because they're normal people." And the homosexuals, complained and made a discrimination complaint. Well, the state of Oregon began to do an investigation. This is a homosexual inquisition that we're talking about here. But also in Lackland Air Force Base, there was a man by the name of Monk, Sergeant Monk. This man was in the Air Force for over 19 years with a clean record, absolutely clean record. And he was asked by his commanding officer, who was a lesbian, "What is your opinion on homosexuality?" Well, Monk, I mean, this is a tribunal. This is an interrogation. This is not a military. This is not what the military is about. It's not about homosexual Sharia. But that's what they want to do. That's what they want to establish, these people. And Sergeant Monk had the courage to say, "I believe it's a sin." Well, guess what happened to Monk? Monk now is being investigated. Now, Monk filed a discrimination complaint, just like these other sodomites did. Well, Monk filed a discrimination complaint, and what does Monk do? Monk does not get his complaint fulfilled. He does not. The sodomites don't come and help him. You would think these sodomites, who are all for equality and liberty, would rush to his help for the cause of freedom, but they didn't. In fact, what happened was the lesbian, she accused Monk of false testimony, and now Monk is being investigated. And now there's a prospect that Monk could be completely removed and uprooted out of the military. This is a man that's been in the military for 19 years. So it's fascinating, and well, not fascinating, but it's the question I pose in regards to this is, how come the people who are wanting to persecute the Christians in America are the same people who are supporting the persecutors in Syria, who are supporting the persecutors in Egypt, who are supporting the persecutors of Christians throughout the Muslim world? How come it's the same people who want to persecute Christians in America? These same people are now giving weapons to the persecutors in Syria. And I remember a few days ago, I saw on Fox News a woman, her name is Brooke Goldstein, and she talks a lot about Christian persecution. And she was on the Megyn Kelly show on Fox News. And she was saying Obama needs to be doing something about the persecution in the Middle East. Well, what does Megyn Kelly do? Instead of saying, "Yeah, that makes sense," she says, "Well, what can the president do?" Now, if I was in this interview, I would have said, "Excuse me, what do you mean what the president can do? The president did do something to support the rebels in Syria. He knew what he was doing when he was doing support for these same killers who are cutting the heads off Christians and slicing their throats and burning down their churches He knew exactly what he was doing then. What do you mean he can't do something? He knew exactly what he was doing when he was supporting the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, giving them money and giving them vocal support. This guy won't even lift a finger for the saints in Syria. So don't give me this rubbish that he can't do something. And it just infuriates me how these people are completely callous and apathetic toward the greatest oppression that are happening as we speak. And this is supposed to be the civilized world. And we ask ourselves why this is happening. Why are Christians the most persecuted faith? Well, it's because of something called the diabolical. It's something called the satanic war. I know the atheists will completely reject what I'm saying here, but it doesn't matter. The obvious is right there in front of you. Islam, when it was first established, when you look at its history, when it was first established, it was established as a religion that was supposed to destroy Christianity. It was not just here to kind of be the dominant religion and that's it. When Muhammad founded his religion, he founded it in the 500s, okay, the 6th century. And Muhammad, when he was living, there was no, you know, Protestant Reformation or you know, there wasn't even an Eastern Orthodox Church, officially speaking. There was only a single Christian church, and that was the Roman Catholic Church. That was it. And so when he established his religion, he said, I want to destroy that church. That's what I want to destroy. I want to get rid of it. I want to obliterate it. And so when he was being influenced to create his religion, he was influenced by the three major influences I would say he had. He was influenced by a heretic by the name of Arius. Arius was a 4th century Egyptian heretic who stated that Jesus Christ was inferior to the Father and therefore the Trinity is not true. He denied the Trinity. And Arianism extended itself into Arabia. Muhammad met an Arian monk and was heavily influenced by this man. So he became an Arian. That's what happened. And then he was influenced by Nestorianism, which is the rejection of the incarnation or the belief that God became flesh in the womb of Mary. That's what Nestorianism is. So he denied the Trinity in that aspect as well. And then he was influenced by another heresy called Manichaeism. And Manichaeism was the rejection that Christ came in the flesh. What's fascinating is that St. John, in two of his epistles, addresses this very heresy. He says, those who deny that Christ came in the flesh, this is Antichrist. He says this twice in the New Testament. And what are you talking about? I hear the music, so I'm going
to
stop.
Hang on to the thoughts. We'll be back in just a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley are saluting the police, firefighters, paramedics, and 911 dispatchers who work in our community. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a great place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message is from Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley. They can be reached at 352-2233 on the air because they care. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America, Cintas, the uniform people.
My name is Lucy, and my dad's a pipe fitter. My dad wants to work on the Keystone XL pipeline, but President Obama must approve it first. All the president must do is sign a piece of paper, and thousands of skilled workers like my dad could have jobs. Some people want to make you believe that temporary work doesn't matter, but my dad says all big construction projects are temporary, including the Hoover Dam and the 9/11 Memorial.
5 years ago, the application was filed with the government for the construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. During that time, four environmental studies have been conducted that came to the same conclusion. Keystone XL would have minimal impact on the environment. The government must stop dragging its feet. Call your senators and ask them to urge presidential approval of Keystone XL. This message was paid for by the Oil and Natural Gas Industry Labor Management Committee.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Business Network, I guess, this morning, Ted Chobath, and certainly he and his dad set up a ministry for helping the persecuted Christians there in the Middle East, specifically in Pakistan and other areas where Christians are certainly coming under tremendous pressure. Their lives are in danger by the governments that we're supporting over there. And we are certainly supporting the revolutionary movement, the radical Islamic movement that's killing the Christians. And where's the outcry from the American church? Why, it's deafening in its silence. Go right ahead, Ted.
Well, to resume what I was saying, the third heresy that became one of the building blocks for the Islamic religion was Manichaeism. What's interesting is when you look into the Quran, now many people, they want to deceive others, and they'll say, well, Muslims don't want to kill Christians, or Islam does not call for the killing of Christians, because here in the Quran, and they'll point to some verse that says to spare Christians or don't kill Christians. Well, and then you'll find another verse that says to kill Christians. So how do you deal with this discrepancy? Well, this is how you deal with it, and this is how you answer this type of argument, because it's a deception that we need to deal with. And I wrote a whole essay on this. What's happening is the Quran, the Christians that are told that are commanded to be not killed or spared by the Muslims are not really Orthodox Christians. These are the heretical Christians that lived in the Middle East. Abu Bakr, who was the successor of Muhammad, declared the rules of war for the Muslim faith. He was the one who did it, not Muhammad. And Abu Bakr stated that when you see Christians in their monasteries or in their caves, he says, spare them. Well, liberal historians tend to put a period next to that sentence and keep on going. Say, there you go, spare Christians. It doesn't say to kill Christians, it says to spare them. Well, if you actually read the whole text for itself, and not some modern-day history book you pick up at Barnes & Noble, and you continue to read on, it says then, when you see people who have their hair cut in the form of a crown, cut off these people's heads. He says, when you see monks who have these haircuts, these hairstyles, cut off their heads, show them. Now, it's very interesting. Who are these people who have haircuts in the shape of crowns? Who are these monks? Well, these are the Orthodox Christians, because like I said, in those days, the Orthodox Christians, they were the Catholics. And for example, the Protestant Reformation, that came as a result, but they broke away from the Catholic Church. But it shows you that in those days, that was the church before the Reformation. And the Catholics in those days, they would have something called a tonsure, which is a haircut in the form of a crown. They shave their head bald, but they leave the remaining hair around the edges in like a circle. And it represents the crown of thorns that was placed on the head of Christ. And it also symbolizes the crown of glory that every martyr is given. So this was part of the Orthodox faith that a lot of Christian men would do. They would cut their hair in this style. Well, the Muslims knew this. And they said, those Christians, you massacre them. But those Christians who don't have tonsures, they're monks, but they don't have tonsures, they're heretical. They spare them. Because the only monk in those days that didn't have a tonsure were the Nestorian monks. There were the Arian monks, or they were the Manichaeans. Manichaeans did not have these. In fact, the Manichaeans held a hatred for the tonsure. We have one story in regards to this, in which you had a number of Manichaeans attack a village, a Christian village in France, and they took a priest and they asked him, what are you? And he said, I'm a priest. And the Manichaean said, prove to me that you are a priest. And the man unlifted his hood. He had a hood on, and he exposed his tonsure. The Manichean immediately pulled the knife out and plunged it into his brain and killed him because of the hatred of the tonsure. And the same thing goes with Islam. In fact, there is a video that was filmed in Syria just this year, and it shows a Catholic monk by the name of Francois Morad. He is surrounded by jihadists. They take him, and he has the monkish garbs. He's a Franciscan monk. And they behead him right there on the spot because he was a Catholic monk. They killed him right there. What saddens me is I have brought this video to the attention of certain Catholics that I know, and they could care less. They don't even want to look at the video. It's so sad to see how Christians have become heartless and callous toward their own brethren, heartless and callous toward their own brethren, as the slaughter of Christians right now is coming into play. And also because Islam came here to destroy Christianity, because Islam is arising and reviving itself, the persecution of Christians will also revive itself to the greatest degree and to the greatest extent. And we are sitting here acting like we're in the modern day world, and we have cell phones and Facebook, so we're okay. We are civilized. We're not worried about anything else. That's the bottom, and that's the reality that we're living in. Islam is a Christian heresy. It's a demonic Christian heresy which has come here to destroy Christianity. And they're acting, and it's amazing. What amazes me is how you have all these conservatives who come out and say, let's attack Islam, but through a secular lens. You can't do that. You just can't do that. Islam is a religion. It came here to destroy another religion, and that is Christianity. So the talk cannot be secular. Our battle is spiritual. Our battle is not secular. It is religious. It has to do with faith. It has to do with theology. And it is the orthodox theology. It is the right theology versus the wrong theology. And those with the wrong theology want to kill those with the right theology. That is the story of Cain and Abel. That is what Christ meant when he says, I came here to bring a sword, meaning my teachings are going to cause division, war, and bloodshed. And that is what's happening. That's what's been happening since ancient Israel. In fact, that's what's been happening since the beginning of the world, the story of Cain and Abel. What do you think that's about? The brother who had a wrong sacrifice, killed the one with the orthodox sacrifice. And when Jesus Christ said, I was hungry, you did not feed me. I was in prison, you did not visit me. I was naked, you did not clothe me. He was talking about the persecuted faith in Matthew 25.
We're out of time. God bless, Ted. Thanks very much for being with
God
us.
God bless
Talk
you.
Again real soon. Bye-bye.
The people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, and I'd like to suggest that nothing is that appears to be. You go back to Vietnam, and I'll never forget, during Vietnam, I really thought we were fighting communism until I realized that we were funding the Russians, we were funding the North Vietnamese, we were funding the Viet Cong, we were killing our boys. And certainly I was told by both a four-star Marine General, Lew Walt, you can see my interview with him, available from our ministry. And I was also told by Ambassador William H. Sullivan, American ambassador to Laos and Iraq, that we could have ended the war in 6 weeks. But they kept the war going for almost 10 years because we needed an enemy. Out of great distractions, we brought in the great society. And so they, American corporations, funded the Nazis all during the war. American banks covered the book we carry called America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, who had a security clearance three levels above top secret. America's Nazi Secret, and then because we have my four CD set, interviews with him, called it the War Against the Jews. All of these are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Who was it who funded the radical Islamists that overthrew Gaddafi and tortured him to death and then killed him? Why, we did, ladies and gentlemen. Who is it who's funding the Islamic radicals who are torturing and killing and even cannibalizing, in some instances, people there and the Christians in Syria? Why, we are, ladies and gentlemen. Do you really care? How is it done? Why, the CIA is funding this whole radical Islamic movement. You need to get the book, Crescent Moon Rising. You need to get my interviews with Paul Williams. You need to go to the internet and look up Gulen, G-U-L-E-N. G-U-L-E-N, one of the richest men in the world, about $50 billion. Where does he get it? Gets it from the drug trade under the auspices of the CIA. He is funding this whole radical Islamic movement. You see, you need an enemy, and nothing as it appears to be. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com, get the books we mentioned by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927.